All right, hey, we are here at the CSCU Solutions Conference 2017 in beautiful Orlando, Florida, with Mr. Bob Hackney. How are you, sir?
Mike, how are you? Glad to have you here again.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure coming here. I always learn so much, and this morning's presentation was certainly delivered on the bill again. What's your take so far on what's transpired this morning?
Well, that's one thing that we always strive for is providing good take-home value, and so you know that comes in the form of content. Starting with Jason Dorsey on his presentation on the various generations, and the key thing is not only how to engage them as members, but also how to work with them as employees, you need both, I think that's important. Also, you can't have a payments conference without getting into the technology, the emerging payments, and we had three of the best out there tonight or today. Certainly, Jim McCarthy from Visa. Mm-hmm. I could listen to him all day long.
Yeah, me too.
Bob Leckers. You know, he's on top of it as well, and then there's Tom Davis, who will make us listen to him all day long. So.
Yeah, his was like rapid fire. Yes. Get as much information as you can.
And that's him. That's his normal speed, which is full speed.
So, what are your expectations of this conference? The presentations this morning were just out of home runs, each and every one of them. They got it's almost like they got better and better and better as the morning went along. What are your expectations, and then what do you want folks to take home?
I want them to be able to go home with a better understanding of how, what, and tools that they can go and know and knowledge, I guess, so that they can go back to their credit union and grow their portfolios. Mm-hmm. What our goal is to help them become more successful in their payment programs. Mm-hmm. And so, if they go home with that, then we feel we've succeeded. So we got that's the first morning. We got the C-suite session this afternoon. We'll mm-hmm. do a little deeper dive on some of those same topics. So looking forward to that. And then tomorrow we have our motivational speaker with a gentleman from the 1988 Jamaican bobsled team, Christian Stokes. So what a story that was. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that. So we always have the motivation. We always have the educational content. I think we've, put together another good program.
When I first started coming here, we were talking EMV and how far we've come since EMV,
it's just that we don't talk about it much.
We haven't said a word about it.
Yeah. I drew from Yogi Berra's mm-hmm. quotes, and one of his was the future ain't what it used to be. And which is very true. What we talked about 5 years ago, EMV, as being the future, it's coming and all that kind of stuff. We talked a little bit about mobile payments this mm-hmm. morning, mm-hmm. and we'll get into it more deeper. But now it's the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. Think of that, as Tom said, 50 billion devices connected to the Internet in just, 2.5 more years.
Amazing.
I mean, that's like 7 items per every person on the planet, every man, woman, and child in the entire planet.
That's connected,
so I guess I'm around 3 or 4 right now, but
yeah, me too.
Yeah, so it's just amazing what's going to happen very quickly.
Exactly, and how with artificial intelligence and all this type of stuff, it's mind-boggling how fast it's moving.
Yeah,
keep up.
And I think I think it was in the Visa video about the Google driverless car. Mm-hmm. What I think, if you start thinking about that, what that can do. First of all, the connected car, just to be able to, drive up to a gas station, while your gas is pumping, you can go in and get your, coffee or whatever, come mm-hmm. back, and you don't have to ever get your wallet out. It's mm-hmm. all taken care of. Mm-hmm. And then you go further with the driverless thing is, the soccer mom in her minivan, does she no longer leave the house?
Right.
I mean, that car goes to pick up the kids from school and, by itself. I mean, this is just amazing technology.
Well, when they were up on stage and they were talking about Apple Pay and all the pays and stuff, and EMV actually did come up once. I can't remember who mentioned it, but it was ever since EMV has come into fruition, I have used my Apple Pay more and more besides my car because of the time constraint.
Yeah, well, that was the point. You're exactly right. That's the point Jim McCarthy made, that EMV and the delay, if you will. Mm-hmm. We got so used to swiping it, which is less than a second.
Right.
To now it was waiting several seconds for an EMV transaction. you know, it was a step backwards, as he said.
Yep.
So with the
any of the pays,
any of the pays, tap and go. Mm-hmm. So it'd be go back to the swipe.
Exactly.
speed wise.
All right, wrap up question for you, because I know you want to get in there and get some lunch too. What's the connection with credit? What's the credit union connection? We're connecting the dots here slowly but surely. What's the credit union connection here?
I think the connection is there's interconnectivity, if you will. Mm-hmm. You got to connect with the people. You got to connect with the technology, and you got to connect with the leadership. Mm-hmm. To put the technology, you got to allow people to do their banking when they want to do it, where they want to do it, and so forth. And so that's what we're all about here, trying to help them, enable them for that.
Indeed. Great message to end on. Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, oh my gosh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.